Prisoner's Justice Day. What is prison? I do not know, but I'll tell you what it isn't. It isn't life, it isn't living, nor more than existing, unless, of course, you're resisting. For somehow in that daily struggle to survive, you confront spiritual death and recognize you're alive, heart beating and breathing still, feeling and thinking, afraid of what? The ship sinking? It's already sunk. What's left is the man in the mirror you confront, so what will it be? Are you happy to be another category, what they expect? Or would you rather have some self-respect? If you have a voice, you have a choice. And I don't mean just making some noise, there's enough of that already. What I mean is, use your head, see, and creativity. Even though you will face opposition, your opponents will be forced to respect a well-thought-out position, and yes, there will be haters. There always are. It's a sign of success, and it's kind of a test, and they matter the less the more you weather their storm in absolutely refusing to conform. So what can I do, you might ask? I'd say that's a good start. Start with that question and then search your heart. What seems to matter? Choose one thing and take action. Write something. Watch their reaction. If you can't type, that's all right. Use a pencil and pad. Store your thoughts somewhere. You'd be surprised how many you have. And if writing's not your thing, that's fine too. It's just one of the things that you can do. Pick up a book. Engage your mind. You'll be amazed what you will find. And you don't have to read to resist, but a little Karl Marx would sure assist in this struggle that we call class. We will regain consciousness as these days pass because we harbor unique knowledge. The kind they don't teach inside a college. It's experiential and so essential to those inside ivory towers. They call it empirical, while here in this medium we call it lyrical. But I digress. The point is to refuse to be repressed by any sort of oppressive regime, and while they regress towards the mean, we must progress by any means possible, permitting that we've done our thinking to prevent ourselves from sinking to their level when resisting. But all the same, we must respect this game for what it is. There are winners and there are losers. Failure to act today could mean tomorrow we are useless. So on this day when we collect our thoughts and pay respects to those who fought and fell victim to an unnatural death in an unnatural system that exploits people's breath by keeping them caged and locked in a cell, solitary confinement, a literal hell, whatever the conditions of prison might be, it must be resisted, this PJD. And how do you resist something so inhuman? By being human.